Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning, boss.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind?
I've got that on
emotional
tape.
Yesterday, wasn't it?
I've got that on tape. I'll remind you about that later on in the year.
Very emotional day in the European Parliament.
I thought
it was a classy way to finish. Very nice.
Apart from the flag waving.
Oh, yeah, I didn't like that.
No. Talking about rubbing.
Were you singing
nose,
along?
I just was dipping in and out of it, actually. I was watching a documentary about Belsen on the other side. So,
okay.
Not to forget the Holocaust Memorial, which is just...
Very true. 75th anniversary.
Even these years on. Okay, markets. Not too bad on Wall Street. Kind of mixed as strong earnings, but we've got the coronavirus in the background as well.
Yeah, exactly right. Flurry of corporate earnings helping a little bit to distract investors from the potential impact of the coronavirus sweeping through China. Consensus beating numbers from Apple, General Electric. Even Boeing said they burnt through less cash than expected, helping investor sentiment. Although investors, I think, still betting the virus will have a material but short-lived impact on activity. Any shortfall they're also hoping could be offset by fiscal support from Chinese authorities. Federal Reserve, not particularly exciting. Kept rates on hold, said economic growth rising at a moderate pace. Labour market remains strong. They did reaffirm its commitment to higher inflation, suggesting rates will be kept low for a prolonged period of time. Flat performance on Wall Street. We are looking at a weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE down 41 points. DAX over in Frankfurt down 103 points. CAC 40 in Paris off 44 points.
Mark Carney will be having his swan song today before he goes off to join the United Nations.
It's an interesting meeting, this one, it has to be said. Certainly seen as a live meeting, a very close call on the negatives or putting pressure on the Bank of England. The fact that we saw that surprise contraction from the UK economy in November. Alongside that, we've seen low levels of inflation, CPI running at 1.3%, been below the targets since August. And we know, of course, retail sales were disappointing. In saying that, some of the forward-looking data, the PMI surveys, for example, have been showing something perhaps a little bit more positive. So the Bank of England need to weigh up whether they're looking at the data in the rearview mirror or thinking that we will get this post-election bounce in activity that will discourage them from cutting interest rates. Also need to take into account, of course, commitments made by Boris Johnson's governments about fiscal support that likely to be announced and the budget in March. So lots for them to weigh up. A very close call. We think actually on the balance of probability, we will see them cut from 0.75% to 0.5% today.
So we can expect a corresponding fall in the value of sterling then?
Well, sterling has come off some of its post-election highs as a result of concern around the UK economy and the potential for a cut in interest rates. Foreign exchange markets are primarily driven by interest rate predictions and growth rate projections. If we do indeed get that cut, remember it wasn't so long ago the Bank of England were talking about trying to raise rates and normalise policy, but if we get that, that would be certainly seen as a sign by FX markets. There's plenty of risk around sterling, at least in the short term.
And a poor set of numbers from Facebook. That's because the Henk Potts appreciation page has gone into decline, I suppose.
It probably has done. Their shares down 7% in after-hours trading yesterday after the social networking site revealed numbers that showed growth has been slowing, although still reported record revenue for the fourth quarter, $21 billion. It was up 25% from a year earlier. Boosted by ads on Instagram and video. Growth, however, was the slowest ever quarterly rate we've seen in Facebook history. Active users, 2.89 billion around the world, though growth did stagnate in the important US and Canada market. Facebook has been warning for some time that growth in users will become more difficult as it's limited by global internet users. It's also having to deal with increased scrutiny from lawmakers and antitrust officials, more restrictive privacy regulations. The shares down yesterday, but have been a good performer over the course of the past year, up 55%.
Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar coming in at 1.30 this morning. Euro dollar coming in at 1.10. You're going to get €1.18 for your British pound this morning.
OK, talk to you on Brexit Day.
For auld lang syne. Have a good day.
Yeah, bye. Henk Potts and Barclay.